Welcome back. I'm Guru Catherine, founder of Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal and spiritual journey. And today I want to talk about user adoption. Today I want to talk about why the Web3 world is having such a freaking hard time bringing real people on board. I did some research on this because bringing real people on board is one of Geode's major goals. And people often ask me, well, why can't the other layer one chains do that? I mean, they've got the money, they've got the people, they've got a lot more money and people than we do. We're just a little guy. What's to stop them from just onboarding the world? Let's talk about it. To onboard real people, number one, you have to try. And number two, you have to be successful at it. And I separate these because based on my research, there were some interesting results. So I researched all of the marketing that the other L1s are doing. And when I say the other L1s, I'm talking about Ethereum, Cardano, Solana, Polkadot, Hedera, etc. So many beautiful, awesome chains out there. And they all spend money on marketing. And when you look at their marketing, you get a clue as to who they are trying to reach, right? So when you look at their marketing, and you look at their interfaces, you look at their wallets, you look at all these things, what you're going to find is that some of them are purposefully esoteric. Purposefully. The interfaces appear to be, quite by design, overly complicated. This will be sure to keep regular people out. You see that they market to Web3 developers primarily, hosting hackathons, hosting parties at crypto conferences. This is not where regular people hang out. That will get you developers, but that will not get you regular people. There's an elitism that I've noticed. People have actually said to me, why do you want to onboard regular people? They are the lowest common denominator. I kid you not, they said that. Lowest common denominator. I disagree. Humanity is beautiful. Humanity is productive and creative and has time and attention and ideas, and they're tired of being exploited. Why in the world would you leave them out of Web3? That's who Web3 is built for. Well, that's who Geode is built for anyway. So this is what we see. We also see what I call ego trip marketing. Ego trip marketing is when you spend your marketing money on things that make the founders and the core team feel really cool. There was a yacht party with models in branded bikinis. Really? Yacht parties with bikini models. That's ego trip marketing. A Formula One race car sponsorship. Polkadot. I love you, Polkadot. I do. I love you. I hold dot. I love it. I think it's high quality technology. Who are you marketing to? Influencers. Just crypto Twitter influencers. Again, Polkadot, that's all y'all. Polkadot, Solana, Cardano, I'm talking to all y'all. This is not where the real people are. It's not where they are. The other thing that I see is a fallacy that I call the tokens, devs, users fallacy. And it's a fallacy that says, we're just going to focus on Web3 developers who build apps. If we give them money to build apps, then they will build apps, and if they build apps, then that will naturally bring in the users. Except that's not true. So what we see on some of these other chains is token grants being given to developers, but no oversight, no management, no assistance, no mentorship. They may not even build anything. They may just take the money and go, hey, thanks. This is great. Bye. So they don't build anything. Or in some chains, like Polkadot has a nice mentorship program where they actually do some oversight for, well, some of their coin that they give out. And in that case, the apps get built, but they don't become marketed. They're building the apps. They are not marketing the apps. And if they're marketing the apps, they're only marketing it to the crypto degens. So between Web3 developers, that's a small community, and crypto degens, that's a little bit bigger, but still a small, small market. The conclusion I came to is that the other L1s simply are not trying. They're not trying to onboard real people. So don't dog them for not onboarding real people. They're not trying. They're not marketing in places where real people are. So then it comes to, what about it when they decide to try? And my favorite example of this lately is Solana. Bless your heart, Solana. They put out a commercial recently. I don't know if you've seen it. Look it up. It's entertaining. Solana is for everyone. They're going to onboard the world. Into what? Because Solana is just a chain. Solana is the infrastructure. The apps go on top. So what are you onboarding people into? So that's part of where it gets confusing. What is it that you want people to do? Oh, I want to use Solana. What does that mean? Well, that means I want to use an app that's running on Solana. Okay, well, which app, right? And so again, they saw the problem that they've given money to developers. Developers built things, but they're not marketing it. And they're like, well, we're going to step in and we're going to market Solana at large as being for everyone. And this will drive users to the apps. But the commercial, oh, it was so out of touch. I'll give you the rundown. In the Solana commercial, a wealthy man gets into his cyber truck and begins his day. Seems like he's commuting to work in the morning. He's got a coffee cup. Great. Wealthy man in cyber truck commuting to work. Hits and runs over. Wealthy man on very nice brand new bicycle with a very expensive VR headset. Headset and bicycle crash to the ground. Everybody's okay. Nobody's hurt. The wealthy man jumps out of a cyber truck and says, oh my gosh, are you okay? And the wealthy man with the nice expensive brand new bicycle and VR headset goes, yeah, I'm fine, but my VR headset is wrecked and my bike is wrecked. Oh my gosh. Fearing a lawsuit, wealthy man in Cybertruck pulls out his phone and says, you know, do you have a crypto wallet? And he names a specific crypto wallet that's popular on Solana. Do you have a crypto wallet? And the guy goes, yeah, I got that. Oh, okay. Well, let me scan your QR code. He scans his QR code and goes, there, I just sent you 200 USDC. I want to pause right here. In what universe is a very nice brand new bicycle and a brand new VR headset replaced with $200? But back up more than that. What it shows you is how out of touch the management is to have a commercial like that, right? What does that mean? Management had to have a vision for this commercial. We want to do a commercial saying Solana is for everybody. Awesome. Let's show regular, normal people. To them, this is who regular, normal people are. In their minds and in probably their experience, this is who regular people are. Wealthy men in cyber trucks, and wealthy men on bicycles with fancy VR headsets. They're not even cognizant of the people in this world today that are having to make a choice right now between paying their rent and buying food. Because that's where real people are right now today. That doesn't even exist in their world. The management of these chains, they don't see it. They think we're going to onboard regular people by sponsoring a Formula One race car. We're going to onboard regular people because regular people are wealthy men in Cybertrucks. I don't know the stats on that, but I'm betting that's not most Americans who not just even Americans. Look around the rest of the world. Fiat currencies are in crisis. People are in crisis. People are suffering under inflation, not just in the U.S. All over the world, in South America, they get their paychecks and immediately want to trade it for crypto. Why? Because they're looking for something with more stability than their own fiat currencies. People have genuine concerns about feeding and housing and clothing themselves and their families. And they're tired of being taken advantage of. And so the timing is perfect for Web3 to step in and offer the solution. Other chains do not seem to be able to have the kind of perspective required to do that. And they continue to operate under the fallacy of the give money to developers and magically you'll have users. And it hasn't been working. And when they do put money into marketing, they're not even trying to onboard real people. They're focused on too small of a market, the crypto degens and Web3 developers. Awesome market, very cool. It's just not that big. And it's not where the real people who are suffering are. It's not where the real people who actually need the help are. So, let me step back off my soapbox for a minute. I get a little bit excited, a little bit passionate about these things. That's why Web3 has not solved user adoption yet, was because they haven't tried. And when they have tried, they lacked the perspective and the understanding that comes with decades of life experience, decades of working with real people, and understanding and having struggled yourself, right? And if you've struggled yourself, you know, you would understand. But they don't, because they haven't. Just my opinion. Let me know what you think. Put your thoughts in the comments. Geode, we feel because we have the perspective, because we have the understanding, because we're actually going to give it a go where the real people are, is uniquely suited to onboard the world and set humanity free. We hope you'll join us. Thank you very much for joining me. I'll see you on chain.